Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
I'm John Betts with my colleague Simon Constable, an Englishman in the south of France. And Simon tells me an event happened in these last hours in Parliament, not during Prime Minister's questions on Wednesday, but in a special session of Parliament where the Prime Minister was answering questions about a scandal around a man named Lord Mandelson, who was appointed to be the ambassador from the UK to the US until the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, and it emerged that Lord Mandelson had been frequently in conversation, in dialogue, in correspondence, in friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. End of his appointment. However, it gets worse and worse because question is, how did that appointment come to be? And Simon, you tell me the Prime Minister stood and spoke to Parliament, his overwhelming majority of Labour, and facing the very small Reform Party from Farage, the not so large but not insignificant Tories, and the Greens, and the Liberal Democrats, explaining to them how he missed the vetting process of Lord Mandelson, and what happened when he finished his explanation.
It's really quite shocking in many ways. You quite often get laughter in the chamber of the Houses of Parliament, but this was laughter that was at Keir Starmer. Basically, the entire chamber started laughing at Keir Starmer based on what he was saying in a way that suggested that nobody inside the chamber believed Keir Starmer except Keir Starmer.
And a day or many hours later, he remains prime minister. This is a profound puzzle. It's not easy for me to explain how it is that his own overwhelming majority is laughing at him, and yet they're not doing anything about it.
Yes, that is unbelievable to me. He's being very stubborn. I find it really quite interesting that he wouldn't step down in this sort of scandal going on and on and on. And I don't think any of the opposition parties are going to give up on this very easily. One thing that I was thinking about over the last day was the thing about Keir Starmer. What we've learned from him is he'll never take the blame, and nor will Rachel Reeves, who was the Chancellor of the Exchequer, the finance chief. And I think it's true of both of them. They're just going to continue along as if everything's okay, even though it isn't. And this will be a credibility problem for Labour, the Labour Party, even if the Labour Party loses the next general election, which I think they will resoundingly.
But that's years from now, 2029. They can go all there. Starmer could theoretically remain Prime Minister until 2029. Now, you have a local election coming up in early May across England for council seats, or something that does with potholes and broken roofs. Right. And then Scotland has its own election for its parliament, internal, and Wales has one. The expectation is that Farage's Reform Party is going to do very well because people are tired of the two major parties. Is there anything that could happen in the England local elections that could turn Starmer out? Anything? I mean, is there any humiliation he won't suffer and remain PM?
None of these things will make Keir Starmer want to change. None of them. I think it's going to be Farage's party. Reform will do very well. I think other parties will do very well. And I think the Labour Party for local government will not do very well at all. I think we're going to see that across there. We're going to find out in a few weeks. And it'll be very interesting to see. But I don't think it's going to be good news for him. And I think he'll probably try and put the blame on somebody else based on recent things he has done.
King Charles III, bravely, because he's not well, is due into the United States in a few days' time for a three-day visit addressing the joint session of Congress. He's head of state and has been wearing a crown that's been head of state for more than 1,000 years. That's a head of state. However, he's also someone who can speak to the head of state of the United States, the president of the United States, and there are very bad relations between Donald Trump and Keir Starmer, very bad. And the king has a task to heal that split. Can it be done in 3 days, Simon?
Well, I think if anyone could do it, it would be the king. I think King Charles I know that he's grown up, the child of Queen Elizabeth II, who did a very good job of a massive diplomat, with a world basically at her feet, and her being able to, do things diplomatically. And she never managed to get in trouble in the entire time she was queen. And I think he will have learned from that quite well and will be happily going off to America to do what she did with other countries, which is to smooth things out and say, look, I'm here. You know, I'm the king, and it's a very great pleasure to meet with you again and talk about things, and we have no beef with you. Well, maybe politically Keir Starmer does, but that's something completely different because we have this diplomat who is also the king and the head of state, but his big job is, as a major point, is being a diplomat when he goes abroad. And he'll do it very well, I think.
The next time we meet, I hope we get to talk about King Charles's words, because, boy, is healing necessary now for a man who's as brave as he is. Simon Constable, south of France, with his unbelievably rich wisteria, the plums ripening, the sky blue, sunny. It sounds like heaven, and it is. I'm John Batchelor.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.